Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so kindly for preferring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And I'm always so grateful for those of you who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, because there are so many other things that you could be doing. And I am always prayerful that you are receiving more inspiration to be ever more of the more that you truly are, as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That which beats our hearts, breathes us, has the sun blazing, the world spinning, the galaxies and stars, systems, and everything in motion. And we are always immersed in this now realm and now moment of eternity. And I'm the one to remind us of the timelessness, the boundlessness, the limitlessness of our being as these points of that absolute and supreme being that is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to stay focused, to get focused, stay focused, and consciously care to be completely harmonized with the will of existence itself, to understand how to activate and utilize the laws that govern our existence, and to be fully participatory in our clearing our emotional bodies from the violations and from the mistakes and mishappenings and all of the things that we've endured on the path of adulteration, to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we truly care to exemplify the highest values of love and light and wisdom and truth on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to understand that we represent lineages that were great. And even though we may not have an idea of all of whom we've come through, the reality that we exist in this now moment is the evidence of our having roots that are deeper than what we could possibly fathom and imagine. But to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye that sees through every eye, that there is a commonality that we have that is far greater than just our being immersed in the same religions and education and principles and all of that which constitutes the realm of the world, as is distinguished from the earth directly. And to know that the world has the right to be destroyed, in terms of the ideologies of separation and supremacy and superiority and being less than and all of that which constitutes the divisiveness. Those of us who are living now, those of us who are in maturity, 45 and up, and even older than that, 50 and 60 and up, we have the opportunity to set a new precedent for what it is our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have the opportunity to experience as their reality upon the planet. There have been those who consciously care to influence things, and those of us who are influenced by those who care to be influencing. And now we have the opportunity to become influential ourselves as a result of our maturity. For those who have applied themselves towards maturity. And just becoming older, just having more years upon the planet does not constitute real maturity. Sometimes people just get old. And we have to really think about what old is in light of being in the realm of eternity, timelessness as an absolute reality. And so there is really no old except for the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the synthetics, the chemicals, the mucus that becomes acid, and the hardening of all of the residues, the stuff that accumulates along the walls of our arteries, our blood vessels, our veins, and our capillaries, to the degree to which we're having the arteriosclerosis and all of the issues that are creating the need for bypass surgeries and stents and whatnot in the veins and arteries to create the flow. We have to come to a point in place where we really are respecting the divine design of our body temples. And to know that under a system of capitalization that has licensed itself, given itself permission to produce and manufacture that which has no substance, it has no place within the body. And we've learned to love it so much that we are ignoring the detriment it does to us. And so I'm the one who really cares to really drive home the point that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that there is purpose in our being on the planet to exalt the truth of who we are, to learn how to think and master this realm of materiality, temporality, corporeality, by harmonizing ourselves with the right use of our faculties and spiritual laws, and coming to a point in place where it really matters to us that we are literally walking in the light of the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme presence that so many ones refer to by so many different names. And all of the names that are being called are just different aspects and different points of presence and personality of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we each have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment towards the greatest good, working on behalf of wholeness, and to really reverence and respect each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to realize that there is no amount of money in whatever degree of currency, coin, anything that's produced by man has no greater, it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And so learning how to walk in the wealth of ourselves, how to invest in the wealth of ourselves, how to restore the richness and the integrity of the life force of ourselves and our body temples, is duty, obligation, and responsibility now. Because whatever it is we do, it is in the substantiation of the being, the enhancement of the care and the conscientiousness, the concern, the love, being vehicles and vessels of intelligence, energy, and spirit that can be focused with the conscious intensity of intention towards establishing and reestablishing the integrity of the divinity of our being directly. And we have been in the progression of error to think that it's just about being a spirit having a human experience. Because in the reality of it, there has been no one who has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as the creator of all, to be the legislators and the perpetuators and the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and multi-trillion dollar business and industry and economy. And because that is so common in what so many educated ones have been educated to be able to participate with, without having a greater thought as to what purpose in existence actually is upon the planet. And to live and care and love and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the light of existence, the intelligence of existence, and the laws of existence that will qualify us for continuance in existence so that we actually can get out of these temples, these bodies as living beings, and move into the exalted worlds, having been birthed as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we mastered this realm, we mastered ourselves. But to assume that those who have been wrong for so long have the right to educate us, to set the precedent for how we should feed, and to give us the right to be wrong, the right to our own theories and opinions as the degrees of freedom. It's error when we have the right to be corrected after being wrong for so long, being out of harmony with the life and the light and the wisdom that allows us to live our best lives, that allows us to truly function as whole beings, balanced in our male and female selves, being in a place and space where we know love and the art of being, that we are able to consciously perpetuate our lineages, ensuring the progressive unfoldment of the genius of these ones, their ingenuity, their talents, their skills, their abilities, to literally provide them with everything that is needed so that they walk an exalted walk in the love and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation and the appreciative love of life itself. And so as we are being called to rise, as there has been edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for our resurrection, for our reinstatement, our realignment, our reconciliation, then those of us who have any vestige of light left within us have the responsibility of cultivating ourselves, clearing and cleansing, so that we are able to be rightly aligned with the divine mind that everyone has access to. And so the capacity for thinking, for being able to hold the light of intelligence upon a thing, to come to know it, to be able to serve life, to utilize all of our faculties in the exaltation and the respect and reverence of the divinity of existence itself. These are the places and spaces we should be harmonized. This is what government and religion and education should be harmonized to do, is to support exalted beingness. And to know that the system of things and the systems that have been founded upon the oppression and suppression and the depression of other ones cannot take precedent over a mother's love for her children, and for other mothers, wombed men of all hues, to perpetuate the edicts of a system that demands that our children be poisoned in order to be educated, then we have to realize that our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the light, the love, the wisdom, and the truth of the divinity of our being directly. There is no work that we can do that is greater than cultivating the intelligence of ourselves, the quality of beings that we are, and the quality of beings that we are channels for, responsible for, ensuring destiny, as opposed to initiating them on tragic dates with fate. This now moment is ours to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life, and to know that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of this universe. We are all immersed in nothing but the divinity of being, the order, the law, the truth. And within this realm, there is justice and there is peace. And with all of those who sit in the courts who are unjust and supporting that which is unjust, sentencing children, youth, women and men, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, to prison terms. Without any real fairness, without any real substantial restitution and reorientation towards what it is to be men and women. And so as we are seeing how much violation is consistently and continuously perpetuated in the legalities of the system of oppression, then our greatest opportunity for justice and for peace is to harmonize our lives, our bloodstreams, our lymphatic systems, our everything with the laws of life, to be fluid as divine points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are no longer under the auspices of those who have the legalities and are out of alignment with the laws of existence. Those who vie for election and selection to government should be in a place and space where they have light enough, wisdom enough to ensure the progression of people. Those who care to be leaders of societies, systems of education, should care to make sure that children of all hues and ages are properly nourished and that we're making the substantive changes that will facilitate our greater wealth and our greater health. But to be under systems of education that are really still poisoning us and giving Dunkin' Donuts and Church's Chicken and all of these places access to our youth on campuses and whatnot, we are in a place and space where we will have some very rude awakenings, because there is no way that our present way of being can be sustained over time, and death is the final culmination of it all. And it should not be, when we are already immersed in the reality of eternity. And where commonality, the common unity, is in a slow death and suicide, the now moment in which we're living is potent and pregnant with opportunity for regaining the light and wealth and stature and integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and creativity and genius of who we were born to be, is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. And so to walk in love means that we are walking with a reverence and an appreciation for the absolute truth, that we are all immersed and animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our gift, and there is nothing that we can create that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. There's nothing that we can do in our now moment that is greater than becoming all that we were born to be as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no work that has a greater value than doing the inner clearing, cleansing, consecration of our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality, and we are able to tap into the exalted realms of exalted thought to do that which is truly ours to do in circumventing so much of the devastation that is already destined as karmic debt for the foundations that have been laid in the violation and the annihilation of nations and nations of people. Because the blood still screams from this earth. And those of us who have beating hearts and are breathing ones, we have the opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to walk in the light of the truth of ourselves. And to know that we cannot guesstimate or estimate just how phenomenal that is. And that this really is a worthy goal and objective to work towards. As individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global family, to step off the path of adulteration, to reverse the issues that have started crystallizing in our tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, to cultivate the real estate of manhood, as the progenitor of lineages and womb manhood, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that the substance and the quality of beings that we are and that we facilitate and create is where our attention has to be, because being so focused on materiality and things without having invested in the people themselves is a misuse and one of the greatest areas of waste that we find. Where ones and ones are committed to doing things, creating things, capitalizing, generating business, money, but have no commitment to the laws of existence, have no commitment to wholeness, have no commitment to the wealth and the substantiation of the people themselves, then there will be some backlash from those things. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence, and to utilize it, to tap into it, to harmonize with it for the good of the whole gives us the opportunity to truly create greater wholeness. But under a global initiative that is a world-conquering rampage through divisiveness, united we stand, divided we fall, and each individuation of us, individuation of the spirit and intelligence of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, when we feel entitled to do things that undermine our cellular functioning, when we are a detriment to ourselves and ourselves, then regardless of what we create in the world, we will never give rise to the fullness of what we could have done. Dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, our consciously caring to ensure the continuation of our lineages, the exaltation of the divinity of existence, the renewal and rebirth of Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and to atone for the sins that we've participated with in the violation of these creatures and violating our bloodstream in allowing ourselves to feed off of the carcasses of pigs and cows and chickens and hens and alligator and crocodile and monkey brains and all of the things that people eat all over the world. No wonder the world is in such a state when we do not acknowledge who we are and what we are as intelligences of existence, as those who've been given stewardship over the earth and who will be held fully accountable for harmonizing our will and our ways with life itself. There is no prosperity that we can have, no matter what it seems like. In the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And for as long as we have existed upon the planet, coming and going, for as many generations as there have been, as many, many years that have passed, coming to the simplicity of loving as the work that we're here to do, and facilitating greater wholeness, greater wellness, substantiating and validating the wealth and the worthiness of everything and everyone, to recognize and acknowledge the eye that sees through every eye as the eye of God, to be in a place and space where we've gotten tapped in, tuned in, turned up, so that we are truly radiant and brilliant as vehicles and vessels of absolute love. Love being the harmony of the truth, and peace being accomplished love. So that we have exalted intelligence to tap into that which creates balance and harmony and peace and win-win situations, because there is only one self in truth. And that self and that intelligence is so divinely acclimated to the multiplicity of diversity in which it has manifested and womb manifested itself, that it's not going to oppress itself over here to make itself look good over there. The supremacy that we should each seek within our own lives is being supremely aware and present of the divinity of existence, and that which is our gift with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and to work towards not just being free to be wrong, but to be in a place where the intelligence of our being has been completely freed, so that we walk in the light of the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all there is, harmoniously, joyously, rejoicingly, deliberately, intensely, intentionally, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, powerfully, creatively, inspirationally, and eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always praying that you are receiving ever more inspiration to go deeper and reach higher, to do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration that is needed in order for us to offset so much of this dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, and all of that that has come under a death culture where it is a global initiative towards genocide. And we're not responding correctly and directly, which is why I keep the conversation going. It's not an events conversation, it's a regular conversation. Because we're in a place and space where from AIDS to ZITs, there is all manners of terrorism going on within the hearts and the minds of the people when they are confronted with the issues that have crystallized in their tissues as a result of what we've been doing consistently over time in having been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, flour, and all of this stuff which causes cancer. And I'm the one to really be forthright enough to say that stuff causes cancer. That's why so many people have it. But it is illness of a culture, illness of a society to create multi-trillion dollar business in creating sickness, illness, and disease as a livelihood. And for those of us who are working on behalf of these systems, trying to manage disease and whatnot, is really impotency, because what we're here to do is to master ourselves. What we're here to do is to glorify that intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. What we're here to do is to come to that point and place where we understand the divinity of existence and we consciously care to be as divine as life is. And we're making excuses as to why we should not be in the integrity of who and what we really are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has the world spinning, the sun blazing. Everything is in order except for the people. And so we think that having money excuses you. Having things, conquering, you understand, usurping, bastardizing. So now you're going to turn Mother Earth into your whore, so that she can produce all of this unnatural stuff for you consistently over time while the people need food. And so I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point in place where we're not just following the trends. You understand? We should be the trendsetters, not those who are following that which need not be followed, that which need not even be done. You understand? You're dealing with the same generations of people who hung us and beat us and raped us and enslaved us and bastardized, usurped us. You understand? Call us less than human. They haven't taken that stuff off their books yet. You understand? But then you want to be like them. You want to eat like that. You understand? And that's not to say that everybody who is non-melanated is a part of the problem, but the issue is everybody has been under this death culture, feeling that death is the natural finality, culmination, eventuality, and destiny of what it is to be human. And we've heard the foolishness say, well, as soon as you're born, you begin to die. I'm like, how crazy can you be? You understand? So crazy. Say crazy has no limits based upon what we're seeing. You understand? So here you are in a city like Atlanta, and the infrastructure, the sewage system, was already so compromised. And instead of putting money there, everybody's building up and 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 not widening the roads. The streets are narrow. So you're dealing with a people who create congestion and constipation. That's why we call them colonialists. And colon is the root of it. Now, we got all these ones with all of this disease is starting and all of these distended colons. We cannot be a healthy people when we feed off the carcasses of dead animals. And I'm having to really emphasize it because we need to understand what the root of the issue is. It's not the love of money. It is the lust for blood and killing. It is the feeling that ones have that gives them the sense of entitlement to do whatever the hell they want to do to whoever, whenever, decide who lives and who dies and how they go about it. You understand? At the same time, massaging you to make you feel as though there's some real progression in life, but got you dying in greater and greater numbers. And then they're harvesting your organs and your body parts and this and that and taking them down the road to the Korea Life Center and making sure that, you understand? I'm like, well, if you're going to do that, then why are you poisoning everybody from the beginning? How good an organ could they have when everybody has been poisoned their entire lives? So is it just me? I got more sense than the rest of them, I guess. You understand? Because in my mind, right, it's completely out of alignment. It's antithetical to what it is to be human, to feel as though you are entitled to subjugate, dominate, usurp, bastardize, capitalize off of the life and blood and progeny of other ones, feed off their body parts, their bones and this and that, and then you think that you can function well and be fully activated in who and what you truly are. And it's not possible. We don't see the example of it. And how is it that you take responsibility? Have those who take responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what success is in life, and then marginalize us. So if we're in the capitalistic system, then it seems as though we should have had some support in understanding how to do money, how to make money, how to generate money, how to handle money, how to invest money. If you are dealing with consciously cultivating a prosperous society, you understand, you would not deny them access to the quality of knowledge that enhances their capacity to be really vital as a contributing factor in society. You would rather marginalize and dumb them down, anesthetize, inebriate, stupefy, and put them in a place of niggerdom, you understand, preferring to be wrong than right. And then deny them anything. You understand, you just want to make more and more money off the sickness, illness, and disease that's being created, but you want to be respected as intelligent people. That's just pure foolishness. That's the impact and the effect of having a bloodstream that boils hot with the rot, the decay, and the decomposition of carcasses. It poisons the blood. Poisoned blood creates distorted thoughts. You understand? It don't matter how you bathe and freshen up. Say, oh, you clean up real good. Yeah, but you're still filthy on the inside. You dwell in that filth. And so we're in a day and time where we have to realize that it is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us. It's the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive, filling all spaces. It is all there is as existence itself. There is nowhere where it is not. And it is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to each and every one of us. And then these bozos would have us in a place where we're oppressed and suppressed and depressed and feeling entitled to do it to ourselves. And then if you do it to yourself, that means you're undermining your children and your grandchildren, and you really are not able to participate in the fullness of who you are and your capacity and your authority and your authenticity and your integrity and your high ethic and morality. And I'm just saying is that if we really want to be successful in life, and we really want to be wealthy in life, and we really want to be rich in life, then you cannot trade your life force and life currency for a paper currency, and then take that paper currency and buy the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, white bread, white rice, white this, all this glue producing stuff, and be a healthy people. You will never have a wealth greater than yourself, and you cannot have the wealth of yourself or cultivate the wealth of yourself when you are dissipating and throwing yourself away, oppressing yourselves, and not having an understanding and an understanding that there is greatness in you. Your gifts have come by virtue of what's imprinted upon your DNA. It is already in you who you are and how you are to prosper in the world, in life. So whether you're male, female, both, neither, or some combination of all of it, I don't really care. The issue is, will you exalt a full effort in your living? Will you consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected? Do you really care to walk in the integrity of the divinity of yourself? Because the intelligence of existence, that's all it wants from us. This is what this opportunity called being is our opportunity to participate as organic, intelligent parts of it, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which means that we, in our essence of being, in the truth of ourselves, are already immortal. But then we're under the auspices of those ones who make you feel entitled to be undermining yourselves, killing yourself, creating the degree of toxicity and acidity and insufficient oxygenation and degradation and all of this stuff to put us in a place where we've missed the truth of ourselves. We've missed the light of ourselves. By the time you have come to that place and space where you succumb and all of this mucus and phlegm and acid and what all of that stuff that creates that old frequency, all being old. See, being old in the realm of eternity is deficiency. You were never properly nourished, mineralized. You understand? You were never properly oxygenated, hydrated. And all your channels of elimination are blocked and obstructed, constipated and congested. So at the end of that life, the tragedy and the travesty was that you truly never lived. When we should be immortalizing while we're in these bodies, our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, those who have the capacity to create realms and worlds of heavens, not hells. Those who have duty and obligation by virtue of the lineages that we represent to truly honor and be a glory unto the lineages that we represent. But there is nothing that we can earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded in the system of sickness, illness, disease, and death that absolves us of our responsibility to commit every atom and every cell of our being to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. Whatever name you may call it, it's beyond all names. All books, all saints, all saviors, all gods, all goddesses. So it's, we're all encompassed. We're all having the experience of self-evolutionary unfoldment. We're here to self-actualize. We're here to self-discover, uncover the divinity of our being, to be in a place and space where we are quite all right with being all right. To be in a place and space where we're accepting that we're creating situations and circumstances, but they're situations and circumstances. They're temporary. They're momentary. Soon as we get a greater thought, soon as we have a greater faith, soon as we consciously care to be the greater ones, then we get a chance to change those circumstances and situations, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is active in the realm of nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, when our bodies are obstructed, when our blood flow is not flowing, when our blood has been turned to sludge and you got to be put on blood thinners, and then they tell you, well, you know, don't eat no greens. Can't have no greens. Oh, you got kidney issues. You can't drink but 32 ounces of water. You will never heal those kidneys on 32 ounces of water when you are already dehydrated. You understand? So I'm just saying, it's not really complicated. It's not rocket science. It is atomic, though. We're made with trillions and trillions of atoms. And if we had the sensibilities to be harmonized within our thought and our desire and our intention and our will, if all of our faculties are harmonized in the absolute reality of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, and we decide that we care to create this situation or this circumstance, that we care to do this particular work, we want to create over here and create over there, and we can see the vision and we can come together and we can harmonize and agree in it and make it happen. That's how they do everything else. It's just that they're harmonized in being under the guise of capitalism and not the eternal order, not being properly aligned with the intelligences of existence, not consciously caring to truly be successful in life. And success in life is not necessarily success in capitalism. Success in life is success in being in the integrity of the truth of who we each are as these points of that presence. That means we're exalting a full effort, a full life's urge. And where we're divided within ourselves, where we feel entitled to do things that are truly detrimental to ourselves, to our cells. We're creating situations. We're creating the cancer, the heart disease, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and all of these other issues by virtue of what you're putting in your mouth on a daily basis, consistently over time, by virtue of what grandmama and them did and mama and them did. And now you got opportunity to get from up under all of that and be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, so that you are able to truly live your life, not die your life. that you are truly able to be in a place where your creativity, your ingenuity, your talents, your skill, your genius, we have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to raise completely up in our now moment, because we have yet to see a liberated people, liberated from the lie that we're supposed to be dying, liberated from all of the sickness, the illness, and disease, to be in a place and space where we know how to function, how to think, how to reverse these issues. We are not here to be complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with our own demise and to feel entitled to do it. But you got your degrees. You got that B.A., B.S., M.A., M.S., M.F., P.H., whatever. I'm just saying. But we ain't got sense enough to want to do fruit and vegetation and oxygenation and hydration and do that which allows us to walk in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But we got to run over here and run over here and run over here to go to church when you are living in the temple of God. We don't need to be dying like this. And for all of those who are grieving, my heart opens up to you and I say, bless you. But don't linger in the loss. Rejoice in the love that you've experienced and consciously commit to walking a stronger walk because someone loved you, because someone believed in you, because somebody was there for you. But we're in a death culture. And if you are happy killing yourself, then yeah, be happy dying. But leave the doctors alone. I just don't get that. Why would you go to the doctors? I mean, what's the point? Well, since I just want to get my blood pressure down and stop eating flesh. Cleanse. That don't cost you much at all. But you just love them doctors, though, don't you? You think your doctors really care about you? Did your doctors pray with you? Did your doctors encourage you to realize how divinely you were created and made in the image and the likeness of that absolute and supreme intelligence? Did that doctor come and support you and do what is necessary to help clean your behind and whatnot when you couldn't get around? Did the doctor come home and clean up for you and wash your tub and do all of this? I'm telling you, the doctors only do so much. But when you get to a point where you're incapacitated, you're going to be dependent on somebody to do all these things that you can no longer do for yourself. And who really wants to be in that place? And as a result of my experience in offering life support, I know, and I've heard, and I've seen, that when people get to a point where they're incapacitated and those bowels need to be moving, don't nobody want to help your bowels move. They don't want to clean up your behind. They don't want to clean up your feces. They be like, well, she's just going to be there. You know, they don't want to empty the bedpan. It takes a certain kind of person to want to be there for you. Most of them don't want to be there for you. They loved you when y'all was eating that barbecue and all them pork rinds and smoking and getting high and doing all them things. They was right there with you. But then when you fell, they weren't there to help pick you up. And I'm saying, let us start really loving. And we can't love someone else if we're not loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us. We can't truly rejoice in the blessedness of our being where we are not consciously caring to honor the divine design of ourselves and our cells. We are not able to truly flourish and truly prosper where we waste ourselves and spew ourselves and be in a place where we're defiling the greatest thing that we were given, which is ourselves. And they invest and put so much money into polished wood, metal, and stone. And they're not really doing much polishing wood and metal and stone. They're doing sheetrock and, you know, they're cutting corners and it's cheap. You understand? It looks good on the outside, but it don't last. It doesn't regenerate. It doesn't rejuvenate like we do. You understand? We can get parts for our automobiles. Now they're trying to switch out parts in your body temple. You go get somebody else's kidneys. Go get somebody else's whatever. But the spirit is going to be charged on those organs. And it's not to say that nobody should participate in the organ donor program, but I am saying that it is a violation of the laws of life for a whole system and government and society to sign off on poisoning children with artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet candy and sugar and all of these things, because sugar is the number one most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. It is the gateway drug. And most of us got it when we were children. And when you ask a child, you see them in the stores, they be off the freaking chain, screaming and hollering and stomping and having temper tantrums because they can't get their drug of choice. But the parents created this monster. And so I'm just saying, the cleaner our blood, the greater our clarity, the better we are really honoring the design of our body temples, then it provides us the opportunity to be able to handle situations and circumstances better. It allows us to be able to be fully participatory in what it is we're creating and to be in a mind where we are able to recreate, but to know that we have to start with ourselves. And as a result of there being so much distortion, dysfunction, degradation, violation, incarceration, entrapment, sex trafficking, pedophilia, and all of these other issues of low moral and ethic and lack of light and care, because we think money is God. Money is a tool that has been created, that as we have some agreement about the value, that creates some sense of equal exchange. But it's not to be hoarded for. It's not to be killed for. It's not to be in a place where you are usurping the value and the innocence of other ones for money. For the enslavement of ones and ones. And see, because we are in a global initiative and a global culture of disenfranchisement and usury and usurpation, where people go to these people and set brother against brother, you understand, and begin to extract that which has value from the land and the soil, while they devastate the people and the water and the food. And they think that this is not going to come back on them. We cannot initiate devastation in the world and not receive some devastation. They used to say an eye for an eye. The issue for us is knowing that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, those who are the profiteers, those who are the partakers, the sickness, illness, disease, and death, is your fate. So whatever jobs you're working, whatever investments you're making, whatever money, it has really very little value when you have no value for yourself and your life and your legacy and your lineages. And I'm the one to say, We are in a now moment of eternity. We should always be in a now moment of eternity. And we should be living consciously, exalting a full effort and a full life's urge on a daily basis, consciously caring to consistently cleanse these temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in our temples so that we are living and loving and lifting and uplifting, enhancing, enriching, adding unto and blessing and creating and being who we are. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that these bodies are our vehicles. And for whatever else we go, we live in these bodies. And they should be clean places, to have a clean spirit, to have not just a positive effect, but to be truly influential and impactful in creating heaven on earth, so that every child has protection and cultivation, that every woman knows her responsibilities as the perpetuator, and every man walks in the esteem of who he is as a son of God. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to choose. To choose life, to choose light, to choose wisdom, to be in the truth and the integrity of who we are. But we have to be cleansed in order to reap the fullness of our birthright in this now moment. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.